Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, everyone, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I am going to be your host today on this Monday, October the 19th, 2020. And I am honored to be here. I'm excited as ever because it is Monday and we have a mission. We have a mission every day, but today's subject is Monday's mission. And what we're going to talk about is how to build generational wealth. Now, it's not your fault. I want you to know. It's not your fault. If you're listening to this and you have not started building generational wealth, it's really not your fault because you just didn't know. Most of us didn't know how because our parents didn't know how. But now, we're in the information age, the digital age, so there's no excuse not to know because the information that was once hidden has now risen back to the top. So, with that being said, it is your responsibility to do something about it once you know this. And what is it that you need to know? Well, let me tell you just one simple thing that can get you on the road to building generational wealth for your children and children's children and many people who you come across that you know, like, love, and care about. Gold is money. End of the show. I can end it right there. But let me go further into what I mean when I say gold is money. Well, for thousands and thousands of years, in every culture on the planet, gold has had value. It's been the most sought after metal of all cultures who discovered this ancient relic, as some people call it. And there has been wars of conquest carried out for governments, for people, for missionaries, to acquire this precious metal because it's money. It will store your labor. It will store your labor. The fiat currency that is currently being circulated throughout the planet, it's not money. It's a currency. And why is it not money? Because it will not store your labor. You see, real money, people, must be a store of value and wealth. It must protect your labor and buying power over time. If you had $100,000 in cash in 1970 and you stuck it under your mattress today, that $100,000 would have about $16,000 worth of buying power because you kept it in paper. Cotton, I like to call it, because it's money made out of cotton fiber. Cotton didn't make my ancestors wealthy, and it's not going to make you wealthy unless you do one simple thing. Take that cotton, that debt note, that Federal Reserve note, and simply exchange it for real money gold in small increments and start saving. You know why? Because if you had $100,000 in 1970 and you converted it into gold, today that $100,000 worth of gold would be almost worth $5 million. Case closed. Right there should be enough information for you to run out here and every kind of extra cash that you have that you know you're not going to spend, you would want to convert it into gold. Because the dollar is losing its value. It's the world reserve currency, which means that when it evaporates, when it becomes worthless, every currency that's tagged to it will do the exact same thing. Look up the word fiat currency. For those who do not know what a fiat currency is, it's government-issued monies that's not backed by anything. Historically, 100% historical fact, every fiat currency has returned to its intrinsic value. Zero. And for those who do not know, we're also broadcasting this from our UNIACL Gabriel Walker Division 456, the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, founded by the right excellent Marcus Messiah Garvey. We're also broadcasting this on our Anchor podcast and also on Blog Talk Radio, and it will be uploaded onto YouTube. Because there's information that I'm sharing with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's information that the school system is not going to tell you because they don't want you to know. School was designed for you to become good worker bees, to work for somebody else until you can't work anymore, then depend on the government to take care of you. Well, people, we're in 2020, and we're in a whole different day and time. The job market is never going to be the same again. At one time, a group of people in different cultures could go get a job for a factory or any type of company, basically, retail, and work 30, 40 years and retire with a pension. Them days are gone. The pension days are gone. Because if you depend on 401k, if you do what I do, you would never have entered a 401k. And let me stop here, because I want to confuse you and let you make you think that I'm some type of financial advisor and trying to give you some financial advice. I'm not trying to do that. All I'm trying to do is share some information that I've learned from my studies, from my readings, and being connected with some individuals of like mind who understand that we're being robbed by the Federal Reserve. It's plain and simple. It's not the federal government. It's a private banking cartel owned by some very wealthy families that took over the U.S. monetary system in 1913 when they passed the Federal Reserve Act and started taxing our dollars for our labor. They get the cut. They get a cut before you get a cut. That's some gangster stuff, y'all, that they pulled on us. So how do you break free? You open up a free gold savings account through this company I'm with called Freeday. There's no monthly fee. There's no joining fee. You simply register for a free gold savings account and start exchanging your paper declining currency for real money, gold, and sparring commits. It's just that simple. And now you can start making money while you are asleep. You can be making money while you sleep because the value of that gold will continue to increase, while the value of your currency, dollars, will continue to decrease. It's just that simple. It's just math. It's just the way the economy rolls. The dollar's lost 98% of its buying power since it was created, 98%. So that means that that dollar is only worth about 2 cents today compared to what it was when it was first created. While gold has increased in value by 600,000%. Not 6,000%, excuse me. Now, I know a lot of people saying, well, how can I spend the gold? You don't want to spend it. If you do, there's a way to do it. But you don't really want to spend your gold. You want to have physical gold in your possession, just in case of a financial collapse. That has taken and will take and will happen again. So you want to own physical gold in small increments. Now, you can acquire a tenth of a gram of gold through this company called Freeday for about $7. All you do is log into your account, use your debit or credit card, and simply exchange it. They'll deposit in your account, or you can have it shipped home. Now, I'm going to give you a suggestion. I wouldn't have just 1 gram of gold shipped home at a time because it's a small fee. I would have at least 10 gold shipped home if I decided to have it shipped home. You want to have at least 100 to 500 grams of gold in your possession, just in case. Because when this reset happens, when the monetary reset happens, do you know that gold will probably be about $20,000 an ounce? Right now, it's about $2,000 an ounce, average right now. Do you know that when the Federal Reserve was created, that gold was about $10 an ounce? $19 an ounce. That's what it was called. That's what it was worth back then. Now, if you go to usdebtclock.org and look at how this country's debt clock is just going up and going up and going up, this country's in debt to the Federal Reserve, private family. That's right. We're in debt to people, a country. That only makes sense when you think about it. But if you look at that debt clock, you'll also see what the price of gold was in 1913 and the price of silver. And you'll also see what it actually should be today based on how much currency is in circulation. On that debt clock, it's around $29,000 an ounce. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is do the research. You know, it's there. We're in the information age. So the information is no longer hidden. So, like I said, it's not your fault you didn't know these things. And the bank, that's another one of the biggest scams going also. Think about it. You put your money in the bank, thinking you're saving, and they're going to give you, what, less than a percentage of interest on it, and inflation is running at about 2 to 3% a year. So it's losing its value sitting in there. But you think that's a safe place to be. It's safer in your house under your mattress because it ain't doing you no good at the bank. And if the bank decides they want to close, guess what? You are SOL. Your money is gone. Once you put it in the bank, it's not even yours anymore. It belongs to the bank. Yeah. And most people don't even know these things. But now you know, I'm telling you what I know. And if you don't believe me, simply do the research. Now, not only do we offer you an opportunity to save gold, but we have this thing called the Evo Academy. This academy will teach you entrepreneurship, personal development. You can enroll into our course. And we also have a cryptocurrency training course. For those who do not know cryptocurrency, I know many of y'all have heard of Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. We have the V99 and the G99. You may want to find out what that's all about because we have done something that nobody else has done. We've merged old money, God's money, with the people's money, cryptocurrency, and gold. We are detaching from this criminal enterprise that's been robbing us of our wealth since it was created. And we are now on the verge of generational wealth, practicing group economics. That's simply what we do. We share information. We don't sell no gold. All we do is share information so that you can make an informed decision on what you want to do. The choice is up to you. Continue on the road to financial failure, like many of us are on a road to, until we discover a better way. Don't think the lottery is the answer, people. And don't think working a job is going to get you free. A free base stands for freedom. And that's what we offer you, an opportunity to get free. So my mission today is to share this information with you. And I'm looking for some like-minded individuals who want to practice group economics, who want to help other people get free and build generational wealth. See, that's the missing ingredient in the African community, generation wealth, because it's been robbed from us on several occasions whenever we got together to try to build something amongst ourselves, or we just didn't know. Debt is another form of slavery. We offer you an opportunity to get free of debt, not a high debt score, none of those things, free of debt, so you can build generation wealth for your family and your children, and those you know, like, love, and care about. My name is Kwame Vincent. We'll be back here. Vincent, thank you for your time, peace, power, and love. life. Same damn thing happened last time on this call. I'm just talking. I'm talking. Shit! That's one of my best ones. There's God. There's no value. There's no value.